Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Forget about it. Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. Ho, ho,
yes.
Ho. There's a jingle in here.
Kris Kringle.
Tucci month is over, but the other holidays are among us, and Lohan is back. Our queen hath returned, Lindsay Lohan, in her first starring role since I don't know when. And we're talking about the new Hallmark Netflix Christmas film, Falling for Christmas.
Wow, an honor to be here, an honor to witness her return, an absolute honor to be the one who will die for this movie. I cannot wait to talk about it. Yay, Lohan is back, you guys!
Lindsay, Christmas movies are a thing.
Yeah.
Are you a Christmas movie slut?
I love Home Alone, and I think that that's the extent of it. That's the peak, is that every year around the holidays, I'll try to watch Home Alone, Home Alone 1 and 2, because Home Alone 2 has one of the funniest scenes.
Garrick and I connect over this.
Yeah. Is it Donald Trump at the hotel?
Yeah, absolutely. When he walks by and says, "What's up, you little bitch?"
Yeah,
I die laughing every time.
No, it's the part where Marv grabs the electric cables on the dryer and electrocutes himself.
So fucking funny.
I mean, there are Christmas movies, which are movies that take place in Christmas, and then there are Christmas movies.
Yeah, true.
And I'm talking about the Hallmark, everything is great.
Love. Yeah.
Love is in the air. We're
saturated.
Walking through a Christmas market.
Santa Claus is randomly there.
Always magical.
Every shot has Boca lights in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the most Christmas movie of Christmas movies.
Yeah.
To the point that when we were watching this, it almost felt like a parody of itself. And I don't mean like it was joking, playing on the tropes, but it was so tropey.
Yeah.
It was so aware of how it had to just paint by numbers.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I love holiday movies. I have already watched Elf, and it's November 16th.
As we're recording this.
Yes. And I heard a crazy fact that there were 146 original Lifetime holiday movies coming out this year.
I saw that, which is
wild.
How?
It's too many. I think I'm a big fan of the classiques. I will watch Elf every year. I think Die Hard is always on the plane when I'm flying home for the holidays.
Gotta be.
The Grinch, you gotta watch The Grinch. And now, of course, Falling for Christmas will be on that list.
Is it?
Yeah, of course. Lohan's back, baby. Haven't you heard?
There's no way that
also, Lohan's back, baby.
You got to acknowledge our sweatshirts.
Yeah, Garrick is wearing one with Santa. Or actually, I'll start with Kelsey. She's wearing one that says Holiday Sizzin.
It looks like a Supreme shirt.
Kind of Supreme style. And Garrick is wearing a Kelsey sweater that says, it's Santa bringing his glasses down and says, I saw that. You nasty.
You nasty.
You nasty.
Now, I don't know if he's calling, if he's saying, I saw that and you are nasty.
Yeah.
Or if he's saying, I saw that. You nasty.
Ooh.
And like he's calling you nasty.
I think it's, nasty would have been talking about Garrick. Garrick, what did you do that so nasty for holidays?
I saw you nasty.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. I haven't done anything. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
I'm going to start calling Garrick you nasty.
Nasty.
What's up, you nasty?
Oh, man. Please don't do that.
Garrick's like the most wholesome, sweetest boy. Garrick, you can't use the Theragun while we're shooting.
I know.
I saw him pick it up and think about it, and he goes, I think I can get away with
it. And then
press the button.
Yeah.
That was like me eating this banana when we started. Immediately realized I can't.
Yeah.
On the mic.
Right.
Lohan is back.
Yes.
In Falling for Christmas, she plays Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, somebody.
Something Belmont.
Heiress of the Belmont fortune.
She basically plays Paris Hilton.
Correct.
Yeah.
She is an heiress.
Super upset that this wasn't like a Castlevania themed hotel. but whatever. That's a whole dorky
thing.
Which, by the way, as we were watching it, we watched this all together. Garrick had not read the log line that I'm about to tell you. And so we, our dinner came about 10, 15, like right before the reveal of what this movie's about. And we go, what do you think it's, this movie is? And he goes, honestly, I have no fucking idea.
No fucking idea. Because you come into the movie, you see that she's an heiress to a hotel fortune. That
she's awful being, to everyone.
She's awful to everybody. She's very pampered. But she's not awful enough to where you're like, oh, this person is an asshole. This person
is Scrooge status.
Not Scrooge status. Just she's being waited on hand and foot. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, well, she's obviously rich. She's like every other influencer or every other Beverly Hills type that we've ever seen. Okay. We're so like dumbed down, but desensitized to people being mistreated because of we watch reality TV all the time, or people being entitled and pampered because we watch reality TV. So it's just like, oh, it's fine.
Did you think this was going to be like, because you've seen Lohan movies. Did you think this was supposed to be like a hard-hitting comeback Christmas movie and then you didn't realize it was a Lifetime film?
I didn't think anything of it. Wow. Honestly, I didn't think anything of it.
You're that Madman meme, like, I don't think about you at all.
I don't think about you at all. Damn. I didn't even know that this was...
You didn't
Lizzie
know she
Logan.
Was back?
I didn't know that
the
she was
trailer
like her
dropped a couple months ago. It was a big fucking deal on Twitter.
Was it?
Oh my God. Like the photos got released. And, you know, Court Overstreet is her co-star in this, but his name wasn't even on the poster. It was like Lindsay Lohan in Falling for
I'm
Christmas.
Also surprised, Gary, because you're like in the industry and I feel like she's been kind of running a textbook Oscar campaign, kind of slowly building up hype for this role. Like, it's her and Cate Blanchett in Tar going toe-to-toe. So I'm just surprised, like, you're not taking notes.
Yeah, I mean, it's fair. I mean, sometimes you just miss the greats as they're being great. And you really do have to be a part and witness the era in which they are great. Yeah. And so, I don't know. Sometimes it
this
just falls
This is Michael Jordan
cracks.
On the Wizards.
Yeah, this is Michael Jordan on the Wizards. This is Michael Jordan trying to come back now.
Okay.
Oh, man. So Lindsay Lohan is a rich heiress, and as she is proposed to, she gets into a skiing accident.
She falls down a whole ass mountain.
Uh-oh! Bumps her head. She's got amnesia.
She don't
remember who she is, and she's going to be taken in by Cord Overstreet, which I learned is a real person's name.
Yep.
And he lives, works at a dumpy old little motel, and she's...
The North Star Inn. It's an inn.
An inn.
It's a bed and breakfast.
A bed and a B&B.
Thank you.
Anything that's not 5-star is a motel to me.
Wow.
Nice.
Name changed him. Call him Lohan.
And she's going to learn the power of Christmas or some shit. This is Falling for Christmas.
Get it? Because she fell off a mountain and then she has to use the specialness of Christmas to
pretty
remember
insensitive.
Who she is.
Yeah. So as you, I'm just going to paint the picture. We're watching this movie. We see a random Santa just randomly in the background. And it's just like, okay, cool. Santa.
But like not
Santa
a well
exists.
Cast Santa.
No,
like
no,
a
no.
creepy fucking.
A Santa with veneers.
A Santa with veneers and a like, I don't think I'm going to let my kid sit on his lap type of Santa.
No.
A Santa who's winking at you from behind a bush and is like, come over here, little
Let
kid. And you're
you
like, it's July.
Game.
Yeah.
Like, right. What are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
A Santa who I wouldn't even let in a mall.
No. Not at all. It doesn't matter. It's going to still continue.
Yeah.
A Santa.
Yeah.
A Santa who does not pay his elves.
No, he does
no,
not.
No, you're right.
He doesn't even pay alimony for, you know, Mrs. Claus. He's a piece of shit.
He abused the reindeer.
But we're watching it, and this creepy-ass Santa pops up, and then I'm looking at the title, and I'm like, is she going to fall in love with Santa Claus?
Oh, that would be so hot.
Is she going to try to fuck this Santa? This is,
I saw that, you nasty.
Yeah,
you
right? Nasty? This is a terribly cast Santa for the romantic lead of this film. But then I was like, well, maybe this is the dad of Cord Overstreet, and then he's going to reveal, he's like, you're a Claus, my boy. You're the next Santa Claus.
Why don't you write for Lifetime?
I would rather die.
Okay. Miles, can you just, our producer on the mic right here, I want to show you. You haven't seen this movie.
No, I haven't seen this.
I pulled up a photo of this Santa who I forgot. He's wearing a fucking Kangol hat.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Santa L. Jackson.
The word Kangol conjures Samuel Jackson immediately in my mind.
I'm going to flash you this Santa, and I just want to hear your reaction.
Oh no.
He is not ideal. Awful looking.
No.
He is, there's something so, it's like spray tan Santa.
Who he's looks hot he, a little bit.
No.
A little bit.
Kelsey.
The Kangle is crazy.
I know this is a real human being that I'm making fun of, but he's Santa, so fuck him. I feel like he's wearing a prosthetic face of himself on top of his face.
Yeah.
Like he's got too much happening.
It's like a Christmas movie where Santa's like, I'll be in disguise without my hat. And he puts on a different red hat.
It's so weird. Okay, so we see Santa. He winks at the camera, which makes me deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah,
this little girl makes a wish for what, a new mommy?
Yes. She wants her dad, who is a widower because mom
Cordova
died,
Street.
Yep.
To fall in love again.
Yeah.
Is that her? Okay. Yeah. And then he goes, and she puts a wish in the Christmas tree, which uh-huh. I don't, is that a tradition?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then he's like, bling, and then the whoosh.
Wind.
The wind picks up the wish, and at that exact moment, Lindsay Lohan is being proposed to atop a mountain, which you told me
how Paris Hilton was proposed to. Her boyfriend or ex-fiance got down on one knee at the top of like a very expensive ski resort, and they were in like ski outfits and everything and proposed to her just like that. And we knew it was going to end because she went for the ring first.
As opposed to like hugging and kissing?
Yes, she's supposed to hug him and kiss him. And if they go for the ring first, you know it's game over.
Oh.
What did Maggie do?
I don't know. Yeah. I think we were both like very awkward and didn't know what to do.
And also, it's so annoying because men will just stand there and like not take the ring out and go to put it on her finger. So the girl always feels like she has to put it on her finger. It's what's wrong with you, heterosexual?
We don't understand jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm now shopping for wedding rings and I'm like, I tried a couple on and looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, I've never had a ring on my finger. I don't know what
well,
I'm looking
sure
at.
You for sure didn't have a canary diamond on your hand, which is what Lohan gets.
Which Garrick and I were like, ew, that is the
disgusting.
Ugliest diamond.
And I was like, you guys are poor.
It's a yellow diamond?
I think
it's the most expensive diamond in the world.
I literally started writing down in my notes that is the grossest, because like it looks like an impure diamond. It looks like this yellowed, muddy, gross ass shit.
It might not be the most expensive, but it's rare and it's a big deal. Yellow diamonds.
There's a song called Lemonade by Gucci Mane. And I think he talks about yellow diamonds and he calls it piss colored.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, that's exactly what it reminds
me of. All diamonds when they're raw are cloudy.
Are they yellow?
This canaries are.
It's gross.
Whatever. Point is, she gets proposed to.
No, okay. Once again, Miles are the ones and two. I want you to see this yellow diamond.
Oh,
it's awful looking.
It's like you're
wearing a cup of Gatorade.
Some of us are just class. Yeah. And
it's like you're wearing
looks like a paint chip.
Someone pissed on your ring.
Pissed on your ring.
I audibly gasped at how ugly the ring was. And Kelsey was like, oh my God, a canary diamond.
Yeah.
Oh
and God. So he proposes to her. And as he's trying to figure out the ring on get out of the box, she starts to slide backwards on skis.
One of the great shots in cinema is Lindsay Lohan on skis falling backwards going, ah!
And he goes to save her, but he grabs her finger with the ring. It slides off and she falls down a very tall mountain, for sure would normally be dead. But in this Christmas special, she tumbles right to the snow, hits her head on a tree. Very
for anyone
Natasha
who's ever
Richardson
seen
style.
Hot Ho. Oh.
It's true. It's this, the art imitating life.
This was devastating, knowing that Michael Schumacher suffered the same fate. And I'm just like, man, we can never see him drive again. And you guys are just saying like, oh, isn't it cute that she fell down a mountain in a ski accident? Fuck you.
And no one went looking for her.
Figure right something up. Else out.
People be dying skiing.
Skiing
be careful.
All the
me.
Time. It's
I'm a
fucking
pro.
Dangerous.
Cut that clip for when I die skiing.
If for anyone who's ever seen Hot Rod, and there's a scene where he is tumbling forever and ever and ever, they do this, but with Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is falling down that hill for a solid 60 seconds.
And not to comedic effect.
No,
this is
it's not.
In the hottest pink outfit.
It was pretty
we've
cool.
ever seen.
Do you guys want to talk about the outfits real
talk
quick?
Talk about the outfits real quick.
Because
our girl
they're
is back.
Killing the game.
Oh my God.
They are wearing Gucci Gang. The man's like limousine has a Gucci stripe down the middle. She's wearing hot pink
and
Gucci gloves with Maserati. The fashion in this, even down to the first, what did they call it? The like Vashuchi dress.
Oh, I wrote it down. Yeah, yeah. They have a fake designer because I guess they weren't
with
allowed
like
to.
With like billowing, layered petal sleeves red hair.
My Valeniagi.
Yeah. And she not only comes out in one red number, but she comes out in a second red number when she's coming down the stairs later in the movie.
They love putting her in a red number.
Lohan is back. The Lohanistons.
I know. So she has a ex-fiance who's an influencer. He's meant to be insufferable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I tell you the drip on this man.
He oh was God.
Garrick
so cool.
Garrick and I almost got into a fight because I was like, I need this outfit. He's like, that outfit? I'm like, that outfit. Yes. It's like a full fur black and white checkered.
It's very today.
Oh, it's so sick.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Also, that character is very funny, but I'm sure we'll.
Yeah, the character was very funny. I didn't like the bottoms that he was wearing.
I wanted the top, bottom, front, and back. He has this suit later on where he's wearing this like sport chalet turtleneck.
Yeah, sport chalet for sure. For sport chalet or big five.
like zip with a white zipper down the middle that almost looks like a tie, and then he's wearing that with a suit with this crazy like arch brooch, gold brooch. It is. The drippiest drip in a movie that had no budget.
He's dressing. No. He's dressing for sure.
And I think like that was a interesting conversation around this movie was that everyone was so excited Lohan was back and that she was playing a Christmas queen, which historically means your career's over. But I think our girl Vanessa Hudgy, as we did last year with The Princess Switch, proved and showed us that it is no longer a thing to laugh and gawk at being a Christmas queen.
Wait a second. Was us doing Princess Switch a year ago?
Yeah.
Almost?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That really goes, huh?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Remember when I watched all of them because they were so good?
Yeah, you just kept going.
Yeah.
I've accomplished nothing this year.
Zach, you were a little busy.
It just flew by.
You were doing a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But it's not like a shame to be a Christmas queen anymore, no matter how bad the movie apparently is, people say. I wouldn't know. I loved it.
This movie was awful.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just having like an existential crisis over here, realizing how time slipped through my fingers like sand in a glass. She's Miss Belmont. She's fabulous. She's being fed caviar on a spoon from the beginning. It's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is. Oh, actually, I want to share this. Garrick and I are watching and we're like having this moment of like, is this the best movie or is this the worst movie? And Kelsey is sitting in a lounge chair in my living room, like petting her dog like a supervillain.
Yeah.
Like the crackle of a fire glowing in her eyes, even though there's not a fire lit in my living room. Yep. And she just quietly goes to no one at all.
I will fight for this movie.
It makes you feel warm. People wanted her comeback to be this big fucking splashy. It's like, no, this was exactly what we all signed up for it to be. It was a love story between her and a horse named Balthazar. Yeah. And she gets a new kid.
I've seen that love story before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know.
And it's, you know, amnesia. There's nothing that says Christmas like amnesia. People love to have a single father, a widower who has a daughter that needs a new mother. This is that movie. Lohan is now playing a mother, which is crazy to me.
All right, but we need to ask the question, because you said that this is what we all wanted to see, Lohan in a love story. And I need to ask, is it?
No.
There has never been worse chemistry on screen.
Okay.
It's almost like she was mad that she was acting with him.
Maybe she was.
Court Overstreet, I don't know.
Yeah.
Glee.
You know him from Glee.
Yeah.
And something happened.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something happened between them.
They must hate each other.
It was...
Well, if you're doing a Lifetime movie as Court Overstreet, who came from Glee, who, you know, won a Teen Choice Award, and now he's making Netflix holiday films, it might be a little...
I thought he was acting his little touch off.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
Yay.
He was going for it, but they had no chemistry. There's not a single set piece that brings them together. Fast forwarding way to the end, there's a montage, the classic like slow-mo replay of all the scenes of them falling in love, and it's nothing.
It's absolutely nothing. And then it's also, why is this montage in here?
It's just them like looking at each other, and it's like, what is... First of all, these are scenes I already forgot happened.
Yeah.
There's not a moment where they fall in love, and their first almost kiss scene is one of the most insane moments in cinema I've ever seen.
You have to explain why. Because she still has amnesia. And she decided her name was going to be Sarah.
Okay, so yes, we should give that context. She has amnesia. She goes home with this family. She doesn't know who she is. To the inn. She still remembers that she is in the 1% because she doesn't know how to do a bed sheet.
She doesn't know how to cook breakfast. She doesn't eat bacon. She doesn't know how to clean.
It's very funny. She doesn't know who she is, but she still knows she's better than this.
Yes. Yeah. She still wakes up and it's not like, oh, wow, this is a nice place.
The rules place. Are a little.
Look at the snazzy digs. She just knew that she was a classist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It so they lead up, and when I say lead up, they don't. They're just suddenly in this almost kiss scene where they have zero chemistry leading up to it. It's shot in like almost a fisheye lens.
Yeah,
like,
that was weird.
Very unflattering angle on Lilo. They slowly like lean into one another and like turn their head one way, then another. And then they go, oh, we shouldn't. What if you're in a relationship? It's like, no. Also, she has brain damage.
Yeah.
She just she's probably still concussed. She just smashed her head against a tree after falling down a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you want to hook up with her. You're creepy.
She's trying to figure out who she is. She doesn't even remember her own name, but she gets little clues along the way when she picks up a snow globe. Because the snow globe in her had more chemistry than her in Court Overstreet.
Court Overstreet runs out to her on the street and he like fully professes his love to her.
Yeah.
After they've known each other. We find out, by the way, in like a couple scenes later that it's been 4 days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, which was, I mean, we've all watched Love is Blind, so we know it can happen. But 4 days, come on.
He goes to her and he says, you made me feel something I haven't felt in a long time. My pee-pee got hard.
No, he didn't say that, he is a widower. But he's only been single for 2 years, which I also felt
no
was
fucking
like,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say it.
The wife died 2 years ago.
Did we know how she died? We were terrible people. Scenarios.
He said she got sick.
Oh, really?
Pneumonia?
We were joking over it. Everyone has a dead wife or mom in this movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the women.
Lilo's mom died. We
women
don't know
be
how,
dead.
Did we? Yeah. Women be dead.
Women be dead in this film.
Her mom is gone.
Yeah. Something we have to address. And as someone who gets a lot of this herself, I shouldn't be the one to address it, but I have to because I'm the woman.
Oh.
Lilo looks amazing.
Sure.
Long red hair down to her asshole. The fits are fucking snatched. But our girl has had a lot of Botox in her forehead.
Sure has.
I thought in the beginning her acting was a little... rusty, a little stiff.
Yeah, dare I say stiff.
Might say. As the scenes get more emotional and she's more confused and she's having to furrow her brow, the triangle of sadness, as they say, it never comes because that bitch is as frozen as the snow outside.
Yeah.
She's not able to act past that Botoxed forehead.
Yeah.
And I think someone should dissolve a little bit of it because our girl is a fucking actor. We asked this last night. We were like, is she a good actor? She's really good. But this amount of Botox in this kind of film doesn't let her shine the way she fucking should.
We were talking.
I'm going to say incorrect.
Okay.
I think she is just awful in this movie.
Okay.
I think she's just a bad actress in this movie. I think that she's phoning it in so hard. You can hear it in her voice. Mm.
She had a confusing accent for a while.
Yeah, that's fair. But like even in the hilarious, in the timing in how she's saying things just doesn't really match anybody else's energy. You're not giving any energy towards, you know, subtext or whatever. You're just saying the words on the paper.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I think the problem is. We were talking that this concept, it's like a Paris Hilton type heiress working at an inn.
Mm-hmm.
You almost want an Anna Faris type, right?
Yes.
Someone like really comedically heightened who's going to be playing this awful socialite.
Yes.
Instead, you have Lindsay Lohan trying to play a human.
Yeah.
You have her trying to play a normal person.
Yeah.
And Lindsay is like, she just is like, oh, wow, Christmas is wonderful.
Right.
Like,
and she's I have just, to imagine on set they were treating her like Lindsay Lohan 2006.
I think right? she's so used right? to being a like... A
commodity,
god.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's used to just being like she is this socialite that she doesn't remember. And
no.
And why should she? I don't want her to remember.
No, let her live up there in the clouds.
In the clouds.
Where she belongs.
Yeah. What if she's listening? She won't.
I would love that.
Do you think she's ever listened to a podcast?
I don't think
she knows what a podcast is.
I feel like she doesn't.
No. She was in Greece for a very long time.
The movie? The
no.
country?
She moved.
The Greece.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I saw that video of her dancing.
She opened a club called Lilo's Beach Club, and it was one season of a reality show, and then COVID happened.
I had no idea.
And that's where she had the fiance, and she got the weird accent, and then
when
they broke
did she,
up.
Where was she when she tried to steal those babies?
Greece!
Really?
Wait, she tried so. To, what?
She tried to steal children.
What are you talking about?
On an Instagram Live, she found a family that was like in not her tax bracket on the street. And she tried to take the children with her to like give them a home and feed them.
Yeah. From their
mother.
On live?
Yeah.
And what did the mom do?
Mom was like, get the fuck off my children.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She was trying to be a humanitarian. Again, yeah. She doesn't really know how to be a human.
Because
hilarious. Thanks, guys.
I mean, that's why her accent was so fucking weird.
Exactly.
At the end, you see bloopers and you get a glimpse of who the real Lilo is now.
Yeah.
And she has this like squinty, she almost like, she feels old Hollywood to me. And that she's just like, oh, isn't this wonderful? We're making a movie. It's so nice.
Yeah. She's and, like, look at all the little cameras.
Oh, okay. Let me, I'm going to be a person again. Wow. Christmas.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going way out of order here, which I am sorry to do.
There's
but
not like an insanely know, structured yeah. piece of this movie.
In the middle of the bloopers, it cuts to this random old couple who, for my life, I swear.
We yeah. can't figure out who they are.
I don't think they were in the film.
No.
Yeah. It's just like.
But it could have been the 17 different couples that they introduced three quarters yeah. of the movie through.
Yeah, because the inn is failing. So that's the other story is that the inn is losing money. Court Overstreet had inherited it from his family the same way Lilo is supposed to be inheriting the Belmont from her family. Lilo doesn't want it. Court Overstreet needs money. She tried to pitch Lilo's dad, the ski resort mogul. He said, no, take your pauper pennies elsewhere. And this movie, once Lilo is staying at the inn, she's trying to help raise money to keep the inn open. So they have like a big Christmas Eve party. They're handing out flyers. They're making Christmas wishes. They're dancing to Christmas music. And they invite all the townspeople to come to the inn on Christmas Eve and they start giving them checks.
Guys, the last 20 minutes of this movie.
It's
so
wild.
It is like, it's, you know, just a steady drumbeat of monotony for the whole film. And then the last 20 minutes of this movie are off the fucking chain, batshit crazy. Like, normally when we do these films, I want you to know, I write notes in the first, like, 15 minutes, and then I just watch.
Yeah.
This was like, I wrote nothing, and then I couldn't type fast enough. It is jam-packed with insanity.
Yeah. Before you go to it, though, can we talk about the boyfriend or the fiance?
Okay,
so that
please.
We know.
All right, and we're gonna put a pin here, and we will come back to this fucking batshit.
You need to know about this character in order to talk about the insanity the ending. Okay, this guy is played by, I think his name was like George.
You're the true host this episode, Kelsey. You're tethering me.
I was gonna fucking fight for this movie.
I'm thrilled.
I think his name was George, but he plays Ten. Is his name Ren? Fen?
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's so good.
Understood the assignment.
He is the caricature we wanted all of them to be playing.
Yes.
Of like a rich asshole Instagram influencer who is dumb as a sack of flour.
Yeah, but for whatever, she refused to lean into that.
But
I don't know why.
He is so ridiculous. He also falls through a crater when Lilo falls off the mountain and boinks her head. He falls through a crater, falls down to the middle of the mountain, and is by himself, has no idea where he is, has no GPS, stumbles upon a anti-vaxxer, like non-moon believer in the woods in his ice fishing house / poaching den, and moves in with him for a couple days trying to figure out his way back to realness. And this guy, it's so fish out of water. It was probably the thing that worked the most for me.
It was real like Disney Channel comedy.
Yeah.
It felt like the wacky brother in a Wizards of Waverly Place era show who just is so heightened and
ridiculous.
Wacky. It's kind of like the Eric Matthews effect in Boy Meets World, where in later seasons he became a full-on lunatic.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's stupid, but if you're going to be a stupid movie, go dumb.
There.
And
right.
this guy was not afraid. And
at
like
all.
Real kudos.
Wait, who did you say he looked like from F1?
Oh, he looks like Alex Albon.
He does, like a shiny, greasy Alex.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing about that fucking outfit is his hair. The way that his hair was
so
slicked
coiffed.
Was so fucking sick.
But this guy, if we don't know him, he's going to be a star.
He's going to be something.
Yeah.
The rest of the film is filled with some of the most wonderfully flat performances you will ever see in your life. It is unbelievable. Start to finish. Okay, I'm dying to talk about the check scene. Can we?
Yeah.
The check scene? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have this moment where they're, you know, they've been trying to find Lindsay, and Lindsay doesn't know who she is. So they have everyone in town. They're going to invite everybody for this Christmas party to save the inn. And the mayor enters the empty party and goes, "Hey, everybody, I brought the town." And then they all march in behind him.
Yeah.
You know how parties start, with the mayor.
Yeah. This mayor, by the way, should have his own e-show.
He was.
Oh, my God.
He was.
He's not a mayor. He's playing a host.
He's hosting
the
town.
He's the host of Christmas.
The host of.
Which also, we never figured out where this town was. But
very
it was,
unclear to me.
It was giving Mammoth. It was giving Breckenridge. It was giving Telluride.
I was saying Mountain High. So in Big Bear.
I don't think you know how little Mountain High is.
I don't. I don't know.
We've already gone over our skiing fight last season where I tried to invite you skiing and you said you never wanted to ski and then you went skiing.
I went snowboarding.
Exactly.
Which is worse.
Yeah.
It's worse?
Because it's harder and I could have helped you.
You have to fall on your bum.
Yeah. That's how I broke my tailbone off. Like, I am the ski queen. I am a Nordic god in the woods. And you went without me, and it's fine.
Look, I get that skiing is goofy white people shit, but we're your goofy white people.
Yes, like okay, if you're gonna go, you go with me.
I went with my
après ski.
Yeah.
And this season, I do expect you to be coming with me on a trip. That's all I'm gonna say,
Rick. All right. I wanna go snowboarding, though.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll help you. Okay, it's very hard.
So we have this party filled with characters that we haven't met before, and Court Overstreet is giving a speech and he goes, "If you see a gingerbread house, don't take a bite out of it. I'm talking to you, Kenny."
Oh,
who the fuck is Kenny?
Yeah.
And everyone laughs. It cuts to this close-up of this guy, Kenny, and he goes, and then bites his lip like he wants to fuck Court Overstreet.
He's also wearing an insane sweater.
A gingerbread house. That's what it is.
But it's like this inside joke of, we've never met him.
No, at
and
all.
And then Jake is about to give a speech. That's his character. Mm-hmm. I wrote it down. Court Overstreet whispers to himself, "I can't do this."
Which we were like, do what? What was he there to do again?
He's there to ask them for money. And he's
that
saying,
was his plan the whole time?
Yeah, she had a whole talk with him, or somebody had a talk with him saying that you need to fucking raise funds for the inn and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, we knew that, but I didn't know he was just going to straight up be like, please.
Yeah.
Townspeople.
Yeah.
And then commences the funniest, like, full belly laugh out loud, hurt my throat from laughing scene where you have a character, again, an actor that we have not met in the film, steps up and starts doing a monologue about how Jake taught his baby boy how to ski.
Yeah.
And I figure I owe you one. And then another couple shows up and like talks about how Jake saved their marriage. And like you just have all of these actors who we've never met.
Yeah.
Just delivering monologues about how great of a guy Jake is. Until this point in the movie, the film has had 5 actors.
Yeah. Yeah. And none of them are really like, we know that Jake's a good guy. We know he's not Tan or whatever the fiance's name is. But it also seems like this guy's got dead kittens under his bed. Like, who is that good of a person that ever, no one has a single bad thing to say about him? He doesn't blow up once. He, you know, that's a man who has secrets.
Yeah, I didn't trust him.
Yeah.
He's like playing acoustic guitar for his daughter and his mother-in-law. Uh-huh. Like, mm-mm.
That mother-in-law was all, I felt so bad for her because she had to do this movie because she's great. She's very cute.
She's very cute.
She's clearly been in the industry for a long time, and this is like her big, like she finally landed a role, and then she's doing that scene.
She played her heart out.
Where she's just getting phone calls, and it's like, the inn, please hold. Oh, wow. The inn, please hold. Oh, wow.
She acted.
We're sold out. Yeah.
She acted.
I feel like every actor that signed on to this was somehow let down by like the project that was
released. They were aiming higher
for sure,
and you can feel them aiming higher than the movie ever had any intention of being.
Yeah,
I disagree. I think they purposefully went out with this to be a Princess Switch. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. That movie was so fucking successful.
I think that the Netflix knew.
Yeah.
And yes.
Oh, but you think like the
directors were like, oh my God, I'm in this new Lindsay Lohan movie. It's going to be a classic. Wait, some other details for the end that I just want to speed run. And then I want to have a bigger conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? Or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Really quick, off of I'm in this Lindsay Lohan movie, you are, you know, saying that this is going to be great because she's coming back and all of that. They were completely let down by the lead, I feel like, because she just phoned it in.
Yep.
And so if you don't have your main carry,
then
you're just in a bad movie.
Yeah. It all falls flat.
Yeah.
Some speed run details just to get us to the end before we have some bigger conversations. The ex-boyfriend influencer.
Yeah.
They break up and then he immediately goes, "Don't worry, I'm gay now. I'm gonna fuck your former assistant."
Oh my God.
It's like, what?
That was such a reach because it's not like he was with Lilo to have a beard. He was like attracted to her, acted like they were
in love with himself. But
it seemed like he was trying to get in with her for her money. But I'm also not completely sure. That might have been an idea that I had in my head where I was just like, how is he going to reveal that he's a piece of shit? And then he kind of never does.
No, it's a Christmas movie. There's no one's bad. All find the person they're meant to be with.
Okay.
And in this case, it's your assistant. Then there's also one scene that made me howl with laughter where Cordova Street is like racing to win Lindsay Lohan back with the little girl.
On
and he's
sleigh.
About to get out of the sleigh. And she goes, wait, hold on. And she goes to fix his hair, fully fucks it up.
Yeah, it's just,
that
it
girl
makes
is
it
like,
terrible.
Let me cock block you right here.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing too is that the little girl, Cordova Street's daughter, who doesn't have a mother anymore, is the one who like helped Lindsay Lohan pick out her new name, which is Sarah.
Right.
And Lindsay Lohan's character's real name is Sierra, and she doesn't find that out until she finds out who she is again, which we should definitely talk about that scene.
Go.
I was just going to say the little girl refuses to call her Sierra. She keeps calling her Sarah, and I was like, this little child has too much trauma. She's trauma bonding to women, and it's not healthy.
Yeah, but this little girl lost her mother, and then is like, you're my new mom now.
Yeah.
Right?
Right?
Right, please.
I'm gonna name you after my teddy bear.
She's known her for 4 days, and then when
she lives in a motel.
When Sarah finds out that, like, oh my god, she had a fiance, her dad comes to save her. The little girl's like, you can't leave!
Because you told us you were gonna stay with us for Christmas.
This girl doesn't need a new mom. She needs fucking therapy.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, so we have to talk about the scene where Lilo finds out who she really is.
Go.
We're at the inn. We've got all the money from the townspeople. Cordova Street and her are about to share a big kiss, lovey dovey. It's Christmas. Everyone's happy.
The whole town is there watching.
Yes,
the mayor's there.
The whole town is watching this unfold. And finally, in another scene, we see Tad, whatever his name is, gets saved by the fisherman that she meets Lilo's father, who's like, what do you mean my daughter's been missing for 4 days? We got to find her. I'm a hotelier. I don't have time to keep track of my rich daughter. They go to the inn. Why?
They just knew.
They just knew.
The cop was like, I know where she is.
Oh, right. So she's at a party. They show up. They say, Sierra. And he's like, thank goodness you're okay. You're my wife-to-be. And she's like, what? And he's like, yes, this is who you are. You're a hotel heiress. Your name is Sierra. And her father's like, you're my daughter. And she looks into his eyes. And the spirit of Christmas takes a hold of her. And she remembers everything. All it took was looking at her father for her to remember, boom, my memory is fully back.
Yep.
She apparently had selective amnesia.
But what's so funny about it to me is, like, one, she's about to kiss. She's like, they just saved the inn. Like, she's had this very impactful relationship with this guy for 4 days. And they come and they're like, Sierra. And she's like, oh my God, you're right. Okay, bye, guys.
Yes.
Yeah, see ya.
She just dips.
Fuck
y'all. She trusts these people that's her family. And she's gone. But the rub is that the next day when she wakes up, she's a nice person. Because when she boinked her head, she lost the cunt. She's only a sweet angel Christmas queen now. So she treats the staff nicer. And she goes, I can't be with Tad, whatever his name is. I can't be with him. He's gay. And I got to stay here and run the inn with Cordova Street. And Cordova Street simultaneously is going, I got to take this sleigh that Santa must have brought.
So wild.
And rush to her before she leaves. And that's right after Lilo did a press conference saying, I'm back and everyone go visit this inn. Gives him the PR he needs. And we got to talk about it, you guys. We got to talk about the body double.
Oh my God.
The big moment.
Guys.
Oh my God.
The big moment.
Guys. Kelsey, I can't believe I almost forgot to bring this up.
I would never let you forget something like that.
I think you deserve to say it.
Okay.
Please go for it.
So it's
you brought us
moment.
Here.
It's the big moment. Lilo's at the hotel standing in the courtyard. Cordova Street comes to say, I'm in love with you. Please stay for Christmas. Lilo says, we're going to invest in your hotel. And they go to kiss.
This is the third, you know, classic movie where they almost kiss a couple times. They keep getting interrupted. This is it.
This is it.
They're about to kiss.
We're on an angle with one camera and then suddenly, me and Garrick went, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And the camera like jumps a foot to the right with a very obviously after affected
giant bokeh lens flare.
And suddenly, it's a woman in a wig kissing Cordova Street.
Lindsay Lohan has a body double for the kiss.
And they literally switch the camera angle to show the woman's face. And it is
a completely different person.
Not Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
What?
Then they jump back.
Fuck?
Yeah.
They change the angle again. And it's Lilo literally pulling away from like Court Overstreet's shoulder.
Yeah, like what the fuck happened between them?
Why wasn't she kissing him?
Happened
yeah.
where they needed a body double for the. When I tell you that we
rewound,
looked
it.
At this shit like it was the Zapruder film.
Yeah,
we were like, where?
Why? Yeah.
Why? How?
They didn't even yeah. try to cover up. The switch.
They did. They put a CGI lens flare over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they literally tried to cover
no
it up.
No one with a brain thought that looked well.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Did we ever find out why?
No, I don't. I have no idea.
There's
no,
nobody even thinks that there's a body double.
Is anyone no, in the world Twitter. Out there, if you worked on this film,
please.
Somebody, please.
Please. Please tell us, and then please approach us in a parking garage in a tall fucking trench coat, and like have manila colored folders.
Yeah, deep throat this shit,
please.
Across the table.
It's unreal. I want to talk some big picture because this is a Netflix film, but it might as well be a Lifetime Hallmark film. And I think that's pretty fucking bleak. Netflix has become the new Hallmark channel.
Yeah, it has.
And it cares more, seemingly to me, more about content than art. They just want your minutes. They don't care. They're making, like, they're churning shit out.
Yeah.
This is, I can't imagine how much money this movie costs. I can't imagine that they spent many days on it. This is like, they're moneyballing content.
Yeah. There was a crazy scene where, she falls out of bed or something like that, and then Netflix is on, and then you
right.
see the fake movie
and
titles.
It's Princess Switch.
Yeah, there were some real ones mixed in there.
It may have all been real for all we know.
Exactly,
I don't
know. And that's what I'm fucking getting at.
Yeah,
Netflix is pumping out movies that are fake movies in real movies. If that makes sense.
At the risk of like ruining, fucking no one listens to this show. Who I don't care. Like. At the risk of ruining my ability to sell a show to Netflix in the future, you fucking burned the forest down.
What? Yeah.
You listen to this. Netflix forced a change in the entire industry. They created this streaming model at a price that no one else could compete with. Everyone else had to invest in streaming. Every company, Disney and Warner Brothers, they invested in creating their streaming libraries. Then they found out, oh, that's a terrible business model. This is not sustainable. Now all of these companies, Disney is laying off people. Everyone is laying off. They realize this sucks. We've destroyed the ecosystem of filmmaking, of art. And now we are stuck with Netflix to not, you know, to be able to keep the lights on. They just now need to pump out bullshit and yeah. hope that we don't notice. And then they're going to keep hiking the prices. And we're paying now. For shit.
Yeah,
it's
I'm about
bad.
To. Yeah, I'm about to unsubscribe for real. Like,
why you need to be subscribed to Netflix.
Yeah, I have no reason. I guess Love is Blind, Stranger Things.
It's reality
Squid
shows
Game comes out.
It's reality shows and this.
Yeah, that's it.
I maybe need to edit this out because I'm
this
like really burning down.
Miles, you better recognize this as a Minions monologue.
Wow.
Capitalism.
Wow. Well, no. Actually. Kelsey, that's a really good point.
Thank Zach, you.
Terrible point. I want to go off on one, and I'm going to say something that's going to upset you.
Uh-oh.
I think that Christmas movies are Republican propaganda.
Go on.
You are whining.
Yeah, man.
I fully believe, and like this movie especially, I mean, it has the line where they're talking about Court Overstreet, they tell him, like, why don't you, like, ask for help? And he goes, I don't want a handout. That's
okay.
Literally, like, Republican Line 101. There's the
It's also toxic masculinity.
It's so toxic. They have the goofy QAnon guy in a shed. Like, this is meant to make, like, your Republican family laugh. There's this celebration of the rich with, like, loving Lindsay Lohan and idolizing this super wealthy family. But then also, simultaneously... this idea that like, oh, if you have a small business, you can do it. And here's really what it is, though, in general, with all Christmas movies, is I think it paints this homogenized fucking milquetoast glossy version
yeah.
of a town
Tasty.
Where I'm so distracted now by my own choice of words. It's just this fucking like MAGA fantasy of a world that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is what they're taking from us. This is the happy Christmas time that we could have if those liberal cucks weren't trying to ruin America.
If they weren't trying to gay everything up.
If they weren't trying to gay it up or bring in their foreign cultures.
Yeah. I mean, we did get the gay love story at the end. They snuck it in there.
They snuck it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about that hot take?
I think that it feels pretty accurate. the 2 points that you brought up, or the 2 references that you brought up, actually makes a lot of sense. But I do think that them in the guy in the shed, I feel like they're making fun of conspiracy theorists in that way.
But lovingly.
They also don't let him go to jail because it's Christmas, they say. Fun. Which was like, all right, if you... was anything but white.
I'm not saying
that they got the shit beat out of them.
I'm not saying that if you love Christmas movies, you are an alt-right fascist. Yeah. But I am saying that what they are speaking to in your heart, I'm sorry if this is making you feel bad. This is just something I believe as a Jew looking in on this culture that is like forced upon me. Is I think that it speaks to a innate desire that we all have for things to be glossy and clean and homogenized and safe, and that's not the real world.
So this movie didn't affect you at all.
Miles is thinking about that and thinks I'm crazy.
It's just like a bad point. Like, it's like you are doing the Minions monologue. Like, you said that you weren't, but what you're saying is literally what Kelsey
thank
is saying.
Thank you. Now you have to leave it
But also, it's like, yeah, like, who, yeah. So you want there to be more horribleness. In it.
I want it to be dark.
You want
we
to be
did
mean
talk
and
about that.
And scary.
What we would have changed these movies is we would have made the death of the mothers to be a little bit more gruesome.
Yeah, you want sort of like a bad, you want it to be like journalism.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And yeah. I enjoy these. I'm just calling it for what it is.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to a part of our brain where we go, the world is chaotic and scary, and this makes me feel safe.
But that's what Christmas is. Christmas has always been cookies for breakfast, family, blankets. It's like that's what
fair.
It invokes. People get excited for this time of the year because of that exact. They don't have to think about the fucking world.
It's the Oasis.
They don't have to think
period.
About the world.
Yes.
They don't need to think about the fucking I see Miles' face going.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
that was like,
you know what I mean? Like, that's fine, I guess.
It's
like,
fantasy.
Enjoy that being miserable.
No.
But it's just, it's a fantasy world, and I think that if you make too much of your year around it, I don't know. I just, that's what I believe.
But that's the same
too
shit.
Too much of your year, it's 1 month.
it's people December. Do this shit for 3 months.
Garrick has been trying to say something.
No, it's fine. Now I forget. I don't know which world war was it, but there was one where they had where the soldiers had a ceasefire on Christmas. Just like without
that
even
like two.
And they
that
like they like played soccer in no man's land or some bullshit or whatever. Is that true
one.
Or false?
Oh, yeah. World War One.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like they're. That's like the most
that's the magic
astute
of Christmas.
Yeah, example of what Christmas is for everybody. Is that this thing that you can just ignore chaos around you.
Literally, the Lilo Christmas movie could stop a war.
No, that's not what the fuck I'm saying.
I'm just saying,
I'm just saying the time period of Christmas or of the holidays is one where you can like fully forget about work, forget about the terrible things going on in the world and just kind of celebrate shit with your family, whatever holidays you celebrate.
Yeah. I don't believe half the shit I say. That's why it's a hot take. I like that. That was a good rebuttal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it time for fun facts?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I have a fun fact that I saw while I was looking up the rumored Dice thing.
Yeah, give it to me.
That
you're 2G now.
Well, shit, I took my headphones out. Sorry, it's a flare up.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Lilo cried on the last day of filming, and she like gave a speech to the crew and was talking about how grateful she was for the opportunity. And
oh, so wow. That so she me, wasn't like, so.
No, I think she's really glad to be respected because she knows her past is fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah. I think she was actually really grateful.
Well, now I feel bad. Now well, I feel bad for making fun of her acting. Because she was like trying.
She's out of practice. Yeah, she's out of practice. But I think she got better towards the end. I think when the scenes got emotional and she had to cry and talk to Balthazar, the horse through the barn, I believed her more. I was like, there's our Lilo.
Okay.
And maybe, I want her to do
maybe
more.
Maybe it is the Botox that is stopping her facial expressions.
Correct.
But I just couldn't get over the line delivery, man. The line, the line reads were so crazy.
Well, I'll have you know that Lindsay Lohan played a big role in shaping her character.
Okay.
As a producer, she, quote, had a very clear idea of who I wanted Sierra to be and how I wanted Sarah to be.
There it is.
She's claiming very that she played two different people.
There
yeah, fucking
all right. All right, now we're back. We're back, baby. She was awful. She was fucking awful. She didn't even have two different characters at all. She was playing a nice person that was rich at the beginning. And then
she was nice?
Yeah, I thought she was.
She reviewed the script a number of times and reworded scenes. She had her hands all over this.
Though I will say, everything you just
she
said.
She does get credit for the pink ski suit, so.
You fuck know yeah. that our girl was in charge of fashion.
That was a good one.
She yeah, also
why,
had two.
That's why she forced them to allow her to sing Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about it!
Oh my God.
Wait, it's a fun fact.
It's not a fun fact. It's the crux of the film. Yeah. It's the highlight of the, God, we suck at this.
No, it's fresh in our brains last night, so we're not as practiced. But
Mean Girl fans of the world, rejoice. Yeah. You get Lilo in a car singing
Jingle Bell Rock. And it's a direct call of her as Caddy Herring.
It's a direct call to action of all the Mean Girl heads.
Yes.
The call to action is turn this off and go watch Mean Girls.
Fun fact, it was Lilo's idea to do that.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Okay. No, Why is that so obvious?
No, we just heard about how she was.
She's a producer. Okay,
yeah, she's a producer on the movie.
Okay, fair enough. I didn't know that. That was a fun fact to find out she was a producer.
Cord Overstreet was originally asked to read for Tad Fairchild.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Which
that wouldn't have worked at all.
Play a cuck-ass country club fucking. He could do it. He could play a Ken doll.
You know, we also didn't talk about is Kelsey thinks he's hot. And Garrick
Cord
and
Overstreet?
Garrick and I.
I
don't
said
see
that
it.
Is an unequivocally. Can't argue with me, handsome boy.
I don't see it.
Yeah, me neither.
No, he is without a doubt handsome.
I don't see it.
Across the globe. Miles, you think Cord Overstreet's hot?
I don't know who that is.
Nice.
Straight to my heart.
Yeah.
I mean, sound off in the comments.
Yeah.
Not tickling my pickle.
All right.
Confirmed the strong lens flare was used to disguise the fact that Cord was kissing Lindsay Lohan's stand-in.
And
our stand-in.
Her stand-in, she had two stand-ins, and one of them was a professional skier.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, we also didn't talk about the incredible... Okay, so there's like a ski scene in the beginning where Cord Overstreet is skiing against her dad. He's like, beat me to the bottom of the hill and I'll listen to your pitch. Mm-hmm. And they have like this fucking X Game style ski off where they are going off jumps like crazy. But then in the middle of it, they cut to two of the worst green screen shots you have ever seen in your life.
We didn't even need that.
We didn't need
the fucking, I think they just had a green screen and they were like, we need to justify.
Well, we lit it.
We have, yeah.
What about, you also have to talk about the trash panda.
What's the the little raccoon.
There is a little raccoon that I stan. I think that was the best actor.
It looked more fake than the Martin episode.
It looked more fake than the skiing green screen.
Yeah.
I'm reading my notes and I wrote about Cord Overstreet. He's not hot. He's PETA.
Yeah.
If you listen to our Hunger Games episode, which you should absolutely go back and listen to.
He's PETA Malark from the book.
Yes. Oh shit. Yeah. Yeah. The actual
That's
PETA Malark.
Who my choice was to be PETA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good casting.
Oh, there was also a scene I want to note where the daddy gives Court Overstreet a coffee. Straight up, they are holding empty coffee cups. There's no doubt in my mind. You can see that there's not an ounce of weight to it. Yeah. They're just like,
I love that.
Like, the lack of attention to detail is just so phenomenal.
It's because it's a Hallmark movie. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
It's a Netflix movie.
No, it's a Hallmark
But that's
movie.
The problem.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan still goes to our girl, Jamie Lee Curtis, for advice.
Oh, nice.
Have you heard the news?
What?
That, because they talk? You say your fun fact and then I'll tell you.
Jamie was a big mentor to me, quote, I think I was turning 17 and I was just kind of, girls, things were happening and I was on set, so I needed her to go to, and she really just was there for me, and she's still like that. What's the news?
There is a Freaky Friday 2. In the works at Disney.
Is it in the works? Because I know that on a talk show, Lindsay was like, I'd be open for it, but I don't know if it's actually.
No,
it?
they Jamie Lee said, I'm in too. And so Disney is hearing it.
Wow. They're entertaining it. I think that'll be a mistake.
Fun fact.
Yeah, it's not
I think
gonna,
that's going to be a direct be Disney Plus abomination. I think we're all going to be disappointed.
There's no reason why they would switch again. Mm. That doesn't make any sense.
You
money.
Know.
They get a cookie again.
No,
they
I know it's money, but like, story-wise, why would they switch?
It's going to be filmed in HD on a soundstage and look bad and make us all feel weird and old.
Yeah.
Also, Lohan's sister was in this as her stylist.
No kidding. Callie you got better fun facts than me. Shit.
Yeah, I'm just finding some good stuff. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Court Overstreet plays Jake. In Just My Luck, Lindsay Lohan fell for a guy named Jake played by Chris Pine. Fun fact. Just wanted to bring Chris Pine into this.
There also was Court Overstreet had a friend who Garrick is like, is that Matthew McConaughey's less handsome brother?
And who was that guy?
He just was randomly in two scenes and then he gave him the catchphrase.
Okay.
That fucking
that was
me.
Good.
I thought that was a good ass joke. This episode has been hard for us because we talked during the movie.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what did I say to you already? We do, I think, in the future, we want to do a live watch along if that's something y'all would be interested in.
Yes. How fun would that be?
Hit us up.
Let us know.
You guys, they
sound
want,
off in the comments
they want
below.
The merch. They want the Guilty Horrid stickers.
Gucci month.
Who do I have to fucking talk to around here?
It's got to say guilty on the bowl. And then the actual porridge says whore a bunch
yes.
of times.
Oh, we're selling a bowl.
No,
a shirt or a sticker or something like that.
I think we should sell a porridge bowl.
What about a guilty whores t-shirt?
Yeah.
Just says, that's the most, I'm a whore.
Yes. And shout out to the girl who came up to me at the Grove and said, she came just straight up to me and went, I'm a guilty whore.
I'm such a guilty whore.
It's amazing. In the shoe section at Nordstrom. So, hey, girl.
I'm a guilty whore.
Give us the shirts.
I will.
Is it you or you?
It's not me.
Jack.
It's not me.
Who is it?
CEO. It's Miles.
It's me.
It's you.
He's the man behind the curtain.
Zach I'll doesn't want this podcast to succeed.
I want Tucci month beanies. Yeah.
I want people to like really... But I want them to be begging.
They're not like tagging you on Twitter. They're tagging me because I'm the only one who fucking fights for this shit. I send it to you every time people are like, give us the fucking merch.
Yeah. A Tucci month beanie that's his bald head. It says Tucci month.
Oh my God.
A Tucci bald cap
guilty
would be sick
I'm
as
really
fuck.
Trying. I'm really trying.
A Tucci bald cap.
A Tucci bald cap.
What if we do
we
a merch
end.
Line?
We gotta end.
A merch line, but it's only the merch that you don't want. It's like a car decal. A bald cap,
it's
a
Stanley
porridge bowl.
It's Stanley Tucci as Vin Diesel in a Fast and Furious t-shirt with our faces on
family,
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys don't think there's like even a little bit to the idea of it being like Republican
you have
propaganda.
A meeting. We have to end.
Just like, but like, just like.
You're late for a meeting.
I know, I'll be 5 minutes late. Just, no. You don't think there's like a little bit?
No, because I think that same line of thinking is just like, we shouldn't have joy because bad stuff happens. And that's like an online ass attitude. Yeah.
Wow.
Dumb.
Drag her down.
We shouldn't enjoy shit because actually people around the world are suffering.
Yeah, you should enjoy shit. It's just creating a glossy vision of America.
America?
No,
America.
Just
what the hell are you talking about?
This was in Park City, Utah, by the way.
So you're saying that, like, you know, from your Hollywood mansion, you're looking down on all this.
Yeah, when I'm up on the hill, I want everyone to.
The Angelinos.
Despair.
You want them to be sad.
No Christmas. You're the Grinch.
Their art to make them think.
I get that, yeah. They should be watching, like, I don't know, Spotlight.
You want to watch a real Christmas film? Put on Roma.
put on Roma.
Roma. Yeah. Now it's time for us to decide. Is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? Should you watch this film and why? And we will begin with Kelsey.
Yeah!
I will fight for this film, Dara.
Fight for this film. That is not how you say my last name, and you've been friends with me for like 10 years.
Dara.
Dara.
Lilo is fucking back, y'all. We love her. We know her. We want her to succeed. We've been rooting for her all along. And while this might not be the biggest cannonball back into the deep end, she sure does stick her toenail into the jacuzzi here. And I think if you love Christmas and Glee and you need something that you can put on while also cooking and doing 12 other things, watch Falling for Christmas. It is without a doubt a guilty motherfucking pleasure.
This was absolutely guilty. There's I truly agree with what Zach was saying about Netflix and their motto and how they burn the forest down. I think that if you watch this movie and keep on giving them money, they will keep on doing this. So this is almost like rewarding bad behavior if you keep on watching this and praising it and all of that stuff. So I don't think you should watch
this. We need to teach them a lesson.
Teach them a lesson. Oh. Let them know. Let them know that we, at the end of the day, we're either in it for reality TV shows that are really good or quality things. I think that Stranger Things and Squid Game are like, you know, the prime examples because of how well they did and because of how like head and shoulders above all of the other narrative content that they have.
It's tough, man, right? It's like more expensive to take big creative risks. Like for but every Narcos that succeeds, there's a bunch that don't.
That's what the shit is, though. It's at the end of the day, it's a fucking game. It's a gamble. And you got in it to gamble. So stop trying to not gamble. Stop fucking doing all of the blackjack tables and then
They're doing penny slots instead of like.
Yeah, instead of actually playing the game.
Yeah. This film is an indictment on American politics.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
You're
I'm
late
kidding.
For a meeting.
It's okay. Okay, here we go. I think context matters. This movie is guilty as hell. It is bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. Wow. But if you spike the eggnog hard and you're with your friends.
Yeah, there it is.
And you are fucking toasted.
Around a fire.
You might have yourself a good time.
Yeah.
But I need you to know. This movie is bad.
Yeah.
Do it while you're decorating the tree.
You know, there are no bad movies. There's movies I enjoy and don't enjoy. This movie's bad.
Okay,
there it is. Yeah. I do, like, you know, big ups to the crew, big ups to everybody that worked on it. And, it, you know, you're putting a lot of hard work into it. But at the end of the day, man, this one was just unfortunate.
This one was a paycheck.
Miles, are you going to watch it? Do we convince you to?
I'm definitely not.
Okay.
Well...
Jesus.
Happy holidays.
Is this our last one of the year?
Sure isn't.
Oh, okay.
This movie was definitely a movie.
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan
is an actor.
Was acting this movie.
He Fuck
was,
off, Zach.
She came to work.
Go to your meeting.
I just love being with
You're
you.
You're late. You have to go.
You're late.
I was told to usher you away.
I am say, not gonna what?
Say goodbye. At Courtney and all the things. I'm Kelsey Dara at all the things.
I'm Garrett Bernard on
and
all the things.
And until next time.
Forget about it.